News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. High-level talks are taking place in Tel Aviv about the ongoing Israel-Hamas war.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, Israel, on the final stop in his sixth urgent trip to the region since the start of the war. Blinken says he will share alternatives to Israel's planned ground assault into the southern Gaza town of Rafah when he meets with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet. Later Friday, the UN Security Council will vote on a US-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative of an immediate and sustained ceasefire and supporting diplomatic efforts. I'm Charles Ledesma.
More mayhem at the southern border. The New York Post reports a group of over 100 migrants attempted to enter the U.S. illegally by rushing a border wall yesterday in El Paso, breaking through razor wire and knocking over guards in the process. Insurance giant State Farm says it will discontinue coverage for 72,000 houses and apartments in California starting this summer.
The announcement this week comes 9 months after the company said it would not issue new home policies in the state. California's largest insurer is citing soaring costs, the increasing risk of catastrophes like wildfires, and outdated regulations as reasons it will not renew the policies on 30,000 houses and 42,000 apartments.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. The race is on for Congress to pass the final spending package for the current budget year and push any threats of a government shutdown to the fall. With spending set to expire for several key federal agencies at midnight tonight, the House and Senate are expected to take up a $1.2 trillion measure. It combines six annual spending bills into one package, and more than 70% of the money in the plan will go to defense. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Being single in a big city? It does not come cheap. Website Smart Asset analyzed the pre-tax salary needed to live comfortably in 99 U.S. cities, including Las Vegas. Now, based on their findings, a single person needs to make $96,500 a year to live comfortably in any major city here in the U.S. That study found a single person here in Las Vegas would need $94,432 to live comfortably. Two working adults with two kids here in Las Vegas, they would need to take home more than $239,000. The latest U.S. Census guesstimates that the median household income here in Las Vegas, $66,356. The most expensive city for a single adult? The Big Apple, New York City. Where to live comfortably, you'd have to bring home nearly $139,000 a year. Ouch. It's no secret transportation issues were a major problem during the inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix. With the race now done, another coming up in November, the question is how to fix those problems. Most of the transportation challenges linked to 9 months of infrastructure work, including months of repaving and setting up and taking down the race course. Clark County commissioners are hoping to avoid a repeat of year one's problems by asking race officials to submit their transportation plans by May 1st. The first location just opened, the Power Soul Cafe, opening location number 2 beginning today. This one on Valley View in Chinatown. The second location comes after the March 1st launch of the Power Soul flagship and central kitchen in Southwest Las Vegas. The certified gluten-free fast food restaurant serves smoothies, bowls, and pizzas, all made in-house. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care. You're right.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're starting to see some bunching up through the resort corridor on I-15 southbound as you approach Spring Mountain. Really nothing unusual about that. No reported accidents, but that really gets tight there as you close in on Flamingo and Spring Mountain on 15 southbound. No accidents actually being reported on the highways. In North Las Vegas, though, an overnight fatal accident, that comes with street closures. Las Vegas Boulevard at Walnut shut down. That is near Cheyenne on Las Vegas Boulevard. Also, a new injury accident on the east side streets, intersection of Charleston and Maryland Parkway. Mostly sunny skies today. Afternoon temperature is going to stop just short of 80 degrees, 57 right now. Winds are back, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots... In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. That's right, March 22nd. Great to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. We'll take you right up until 9 o'clock. This first segment is entitled, I Don't Know Who to Believe. Dr. Michael Schwartz has data that shows that not only did Dr. Fauci lie to us, not tell us the truth during COVID-19, during the pandemic. But we were all fooled. A lot of us were fooled by our family doctors, by the government. And the big question is, who should we believe? Dr. Michael Schwartz is the author of the book Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID, and he joins us. Dr. Schwartz, good to have you with us. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Hey, my pleasure, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
What happened during the pandemic? How were so many people fooled by Dr. Fauci and by our government?
That's such a great question. There's so much to unpack. I mean, we were the first company to ever do a COVID test in my home state of New Jersey, and I had clinics in Florida as well. We acquired over 19,000 patients, did 44,000 tests, and I think we knew in about a month. We predicted the mortality rate of COVID. We saw that these cases were not as bad as everybody was saying. And there's a lot more science to that. You know, most folks who were really sick had a co-infection. Most people weren't being tested for co-infections. So it really only took us about a month to kind of put the data and the trends together. And of course that evolved over time and to get into the vaccines and what we saw with that. But what they were saying on television every day, my staff would look at each other and shake our heads and say, why aren't they telling folks what us practitioners are seeing on the ground? Nobody wanted to talk about it. And even today, 4 years later, we get censored, we get shadow banned. It's kind of incredible. I don't understand why they just don't, they just can't let the narrative out. They won't let us speak about it.
You own three medical clinics in New Jersey and in Florida. Are you still getting COVID cases?
Not a one. Well, I mean, we get COVID cases, but it's not like people come in like they did 4 years ago when people were coming in droves for a test. Yeah, COVID's still out there. We see it every day. I mean, it's, you know, as far as, you know, sick patients, my patients, I like to say this, my patients knew what COVID swabs were long before the world did, because if you had come to us 10 years ago sick, we were going to swab you. And that was going off to the lab. But there's 31 different things on what we call a respiratory pathogen panel. You know, you got your flus, you got your colds, you with 7 different coronaviruses we test for. So it's really important to properly test. You know, and you'll still see COVID come back positive here and there. Again, the sickest of the sick have a co-infection to go along with it. But you got to understand the data from the 30,000-foot level. And they just never explain it. I mean, even today, you ask people the difference between isolation and quarantine or how long the virus stays in your system, the incubation period. They don't have a clue. They can't answer those questions. Those are the fundamental things that they should have got out to the public right from the start so that we could have calmed everybody down and quelled this thing.
The book is Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID. What did you find out as far as motive, if you did find out anything? Why is it that Dr. Fauci lied? Why is it the government lied to us?
So he gets the brunt of the cover for everybody, for Dr. Birx, for everybody who was on television kind of, you know, propagating this thing. I don't get into political narratives in the book, but if you ask me personally, yeah. I mean, you could see that they exploited the data right from the start. You know, when you got somebody like, and you could see it. I mean, Trump comes out and says, I don't want to wear a mask. And the Democrats, all of a sudden, everybody's wearing a mask. I mean, you can kind of see it play out right in front of your eyes as this thing was happening. But I don't get into political motives in the book. But if you ask me personally, yeah, they use this data to subvert an election. It doesn't baffle your mind, obviously, if you're awake. You know, there's a big stark difference between being woke and being awake. Us Republicans are definitely awake to this stuff. And you can see it happen in real time. The problem is they had enough people go along with this thing right from the start that forced all of us to go along with this thing. And when you look at the suicide increases, kids out of school, what the damage that this thing did to us leading into the future for years to come is irreparable. And somebody should be held accountable. But the question is, who is that? Is it Fauci? Is it Birx? Is it, you know, is it the entire Democratic Party? Is it rhinos for going along with this thing? I mean, the damage that we did to our country and the world, nonetheless, is incredible.
As you probably surmise, I talk to a lot of authors on books about a lot of different topics. And the one thing I always say is, I hope the book will enlighten people, will answer questions that they have. Is there one or two questions that you answer in your book, Fauci's Fiction?
There's hundreds. If you understood COVID, as we understand COVID, when you look at the data in totality, it paints it in a different light. But it also changes the way we do medicine moving forward if you pay attention to the data we acquired during the mass testing in COVID. A lot of folks on our side of the aisle, Kevin, say, oh, they're proud of never getting a test and things like that. But the mass testing that we did was able to prove, you know, a hypothesis. And it definitely supports our side of the aisle. So if you want to, you know, get some questions answered, put COVID and put respiratory pathogens in perspective medically. Then you can kind of look and see what, you know, they're going to do in the future. We've got an election year coming up. Everybody's talking about, hey, what's coming next? Information is power. So being prepared is the best thing anybody could do. But let me tell you, the majority of folks that I talk to about COVID on a daily basis have no idea of just the basics. And when you put all that stuff in perspective, it really, really opens your eyes.
Do you get a sense after all of the research that you've done that there is some sort of motive here? Is there a why did the government do this to us? I mean, was it just a power play or something else?
I think if anything, were, you know, you look at Saul Alinsky's books, and you get a narrative right there. You know, it's not, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. I don't know if COVID was nefariously released. Or they just exploited a situation at the time. If they exploited a situation at the time, they did a great job of it. And look, we got data that points back to a lab leak theory. So when Fauci and the rest of the world is trying to steer us into this zoonotic thing, yeah, that opens my eyes a little bit and go, well, why are they saying that? Because it's pretty obvious it came out of a lab. So that would lead me to start to think maybe there is something behind this thing. And if there was, I mean, you killed a lot of people. And I'm not talking about with the virus itself. But with all the lockdowns, if I told you how many 90-year-old birthdays I had to watch from afar You know, people weren't allowed to go see their loved ones at funerals. I mean, come on. I'm up in New Jersey where, you know, we have Gestapo up there being between the Murphy, and then you had Cuomo and Wolf in Pennsylvania. It was probably the worst area of the country you could have been in during COVID. Thank God I had some clinics down in Florida where I could at least once in a while get into, you know, a real life situation where I could go back to some sense of normalcy.
Again, Dr. Michael Schwartz joining us. We've taken a look back. Let's take a look ahead because there is data out there that there is a new pneumonia that is out there that apparently is coming from China. It's targeting children. And I go back to the original question I put to you early on. Who should we believe? How serious is this pneumonia, and is it really something we need to worry about?
We're talking about the mycoplasma. No, you don't need to worry about that. That one, we've known about that. We've tested that for years. It's not something novel. And that's what we had to worry about during COVID. It was something very novel that the body didn't respond to. And once you got memory cells to it, you're fine. But mycoplasma we could treat with antibiotics. I'm not too worried about that. What I'm worried about more is the government exploiting a narrative at the right time.
And that narrative is?
Well, when you got an election, you know, if you can divert and you can distract, you know, that seems to be the MO of these folks. It's not about the country. It's not about doing the right thing. And it's certainly not about the Constitution. So if they can distract you from something, that's what you need to be worried about. And that seems to be the, you know, what's going on in just about every aspect of the world right now, not just viruses. It's always about distract, deflect, deny. And look over here. There's nothing going on over here seems to be at least the Democrats' motive.
Dr. Schwartz, what motivated you to write this book, to do all of the voluminous research that it took to put it together?
You know, I wish I could have released it sooner. We were so busy seeing hundreds of patients a day. And it really just to do the right thing. We calmed our patients down right off the bat. I had to calm quells of people every single day because the data showed us that most people weren't dying from this. You know, we don't wear masks for virons. The vaccines, it was unnecessary. We never recommended a vaccine. These things shouldn't even be called vaccines. So I think just getting the truth out, I wish I would have done it sooner, like I mentioned. My father died in the process. That was after three Pfizers. You know, this thing fooled a lot of folks, and it's really scary that no one wants to talk about it. So I applaud you for talking about it today, because everybody seems to want to forget the last 4 years, but it's really a conversation that we absolutely need to have.
Dr. Schwartz, how can people find Fauci's Fiction?
It's available everywhere. Amazon's the easiest place, but make sure you look it up, because, folks, the censorship is real, and it has been very, very tough to get the word out.
Dr. Schwartz, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Best of luck on the book. We'll talk soon,
thanks.
I'm sure.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Dr. Michael Schwartz. The book is Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID. And, you know, this is one of those things all of us believed. The government, we believed Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. We believed all of them. And now we're starting to find out, inch by inch, that a lot of this stuff was a bunch of poppycock. We'll talk about this. You want to join in, you're welcome to do so. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Who do you believe? For instance, we've got this new pneumonia coming from China. Is this going to be another COVID-19, or is it going to be something less? Who do you believe? Do you believe the author of a book, Dr. Michael Schwartz, Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID? Who is it that you believe in? And how were we fooled by COVID? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. If you are a first-time caller, let Andy know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, March Madness is underway. I can't promise that I won't be screaming and yelling, at least somewhat, during the course of the show, but I can promise you that we'll take you into the weekend and have a fantastic time.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
At Meineke, doing car care right means being able to fix now and pay later. Because with Meineke, fix it now and pay over time with custom finance options available to fit your needs. Meineke's multiple finance solutions are designed to try and cover all credit opportunities, providing customized options for you. See your local Meineke today, and you may be surprised how much they can help. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned or operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
A prepaid plan for your celebration of life can give you and your loved ones peace of mind today. But what if you move tomorrow? With us, you're protected. If you move more than 75 miles away, every detail of your prepaid plan moves with you to any one of over 1,900 locations in North America, guaranteed. That's a promise you'll find nowhere else. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante tonight. And tomorrow night, it's going to be so much fun. My buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, are coming together for two nights only. Award-winning music, hilarious banter. They're so funny together. They really honestly are. Tickets are available right now. You can check them out at Ticketmaster. That's tonight and tomorrow night at the Aliante Hotel and Casino. This is really scary what's going on. Did you see this yesterday? Storming the southern border. By El Paso. Oh, unbelievable. Greg Abbott, is the governor of the great state of Texas, and he is fully expecting another 9/11 tragedy as a result of all of these undocumented new neighbors. They're illegals. Okay, they're illegals. And that among these people are folks that are terrorists, and that they will strike against America. This was Greg Abbott yesterday on Fox News Channel. Cut three, go.
If you saw what FBI Director Wray said last week, he says that based upon what's happened at our southern border, he expects there to be a terroristic attack similar to 9/11. You cannot have the number of people coming across the border who are terrorists and not expect anything different. Also, these rumors that you've heard about Venezuela letting dangerous criminals out of prison to come to America, they're true. And the same thing is true of countries in Central and South America and across the globe, and as well as the number of Chinese that are coming here, and who knows what their intent is when they come here. Because of that, and because Joe Biden is very simply not following the law of the United States of America. You'll remember just a couple of weeks ago, he was telling all of you and all of his fellow Americans that he needed Congress to pass some laws in order for him to have the ability to secure the border. Either A, he was just outright lying to you. B, he had no idea what he was talking about. Or C, all of the above. I think it's all of the above. Let me be clear about something. Congress has already passed laws that give the president every tool that he needs. Laws that existed before Biden became president. And I want you to know these in case you ever engage in a discussion with anybody. Well, Biden has passed something, or the Republicans in Congress need to step up and do something. These laws already exist right now. Law number one empowers the president, not empowers, it compels, requires the president to deny illegal entry into the United States of America. He's not denying illegal entry. He's aiding and abetting illegal entry. Law number two requires the president to mandate that he detain anybody who comes across the border illegally. And coming across the border illegally is defined as this: coming between the ports of entry. There are 28 ports of entry in the state of Texas alone that people could cross and try to seek asylum if that's what they wanted to do. But instead, they're going between ports of entry, sometimes under the bridge right above them that is a port of entry. Law number three requires the president to build border barriers like border walls, or like the barriers Texas is putting up right now. Joe Biden has done nothing to build any type of border barrier. The only thing he's ever done with border barriers is try to tear down the ones that Texas has put on our border. It's because of these reasons. Because, number one, we are facing such dangerous situations. And number two, Joe Biden, through his actions, is violating the laws of the United States of America. That's exactly why I declared our authority under Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. Texas has a right to defend ourselves, and we will use that authority to declare an invasion and fight back against that invasion.
Now, how many of you agree with Greg Abbott? And for instance, how many of you honestly believe that we are headed towards another 9/11 attack on America? I happen to be one that believes that. I think these people that are coming across our border, we don't know how many, we don't know who they are, and that ultimately some of these people will try and strike out against America. They don't care about us except they want to get here. They don't care about us. They don't care about you or your family. And any of the impact that they could have with some sort of 9/11 attack We'll talk about this. Also coming up, Karl Rove sizes up the 2024 presidential race. It's off and running. We've got the president crisscrossing the nation. He was here for 2 days in Nevada.